Downtown Sulphur Springs will get scrutiny from another group on Thursday. The 23rd Congress for the New Urbanism National Conference will be visiting. Their conference is going on at the Adolphus Hotel in Dallas. I talked about the visit with City Manager Mark Maxwell Thursday morning.
Last week was the Texas Downtown Association. This is a national group that's having their annual meeting this year in Dallas. And they're sending a busload of delegates to Sulphur Springs to see how we do it Sulphur Springs style.
Ian Lockwood, very involved.
Yes. Ian Lockwood and I are going to be presenters to that group today. And then we're going to go on a little walk and talk downtown.
Mm-hmm. This is called New Urbanism. I guess there's a lot of their principles or whatever on display with our square, I would think.
Yeah, New Urbanism is really kind of a misnomer. It's really Old Urbanism. It's development based upon use rather than based upon, based upon form rather than separated by use. The development that we use today, we separate everybody to the nth degree based upon what they intend to do. And so you don't end up with a nice mix of anything in any one spot, and you end up with a situation where you've got to drive all over town to get your things done. Ultimately, and big cities are especially finding this out, that's not sustainable. You end a point where you have to throw up your hands, we can't do this anymore, there's got to be a better way. And of course, by then, you've gotten so far down the road that it's just nearly unfixable. It'll take a century to fix it. And so, we've got New Urbanism, Older Urbanism already, and we've spruced it up, and as you can tell, it works better. People are immediately drawn to it. Mm-hmm. So they're going to come see that in action today.
They'll get here relatively late, so they'll get a chance to see nightlife in Sulphur Springs, I guess.
Yeah, so they'll be here long enough for the little discussion we'll have downstairs. They'll be here long enough for a walk and talk and long enough to break out among themselves and go have dinner and enjoy what our downtown has to offer. And then at 7 o'clock, they're heading back to Dallas. Mm-hmm.
And this kind of exposure, I mean, you just can't hardly pay for this. You can, but.
This is national exposure to people who know and care about downtown development.
You can bet they'll be telling stories of things.
They will, and they'll take some of our ideas. Some of our ideas are unique. Uh-huh. They'll take some of our ideas back to where they came from and implement them. And one of the things that seems to generate the most interest is one of the least glamorous things that we do, and that is the communal grease traps.
Mm, yeah.
People see that, and you can see the light bulb go off in their head, and because that removes a big barrier to development for restaurants.
Mm-hmm. And you spoke to that to the downtown group that was here last week also.
I did, and they all wanted to see it on the walk and talk, you know. And it's not much to look at, but it's
underground, isn't it?
Yeah, it's underground. All you see is two manholes.
Yeah.
But they want to understand how it works, and I would be surprised if some of them don't go back and do the same thing.
KSST News.